Now, from Charlotte, North Carolina, let's welcome Brother Jack Lawrence back to the microphone. To the microphone.
Let's see. I think we should do some Zen folk music.
Some what? What did you say? And
I think our mantra should be Grandpa Jones.
Yeah, Rattler. Yeah, yeah.
I know the room could become as one and we would disappear in a burst of silver energy if only we would use Grandpa Jones as our mantra. I'm not sure where that came from, folks. I'm sorry. Grandpa Jones is another one of my favorite entertainers. He has been Grandpa Jones since he was probably about 26 or 27 years old.
True.
It's a true story. And since the beginning of the character Grandpa Jones, he's worn the same pair of boots that Bradley Kincaid, another pioneer in country music, gave him back in the mid-30s sometime, I guess. Every single show, the same pair of boots.
I bet they're funky by now.
I imagine.
Even if he has what they call that, Dr. Scholl's, if he's used that a few times, I bet they still are.
You know, anyway, this is one of my favorite Grandpa Jones tunes. It is my very favorite Grandpa Jones tune. Well, I can't say that. There's raining here this morning. But anyway, this particular tune is a train song. You know, you can't get through any kind of set of folk music or traditional country music without at least a couple of train songs and a few murder ballads and you know, all those things that are very close to us back in the rural areas. Excuse me. We tune because we care. I think I ran that Bye Bye Blues over that one.
You got it pretty close there.
Anyway, this is a Grandpa Jones tune called Eastbound Freight Train.